Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From a cat that has brought the world of jazz a tremendous amount of good over his four decades that he's been at it. That was veteran trumpeter, composer, educator, record producer, and all-around great cat, John Vanor, with the song Lady off his latest 2020 release from an old trove of lost tapes but now found called Primary Colors. John grew up in the Philadelphia suburbs and started playing the trumpet at seven. As a young man, he attended a summer program directed by Oliver Nelson at the Indiana University, and that flicked on a big jazz light bulb in his head. But it wasn't always supposed to be jazz. We caught up with John here at the show, and he explained.
So he had 5 years at Dennis, 4 years with the classical trumpet player, but this wasn't in a degree program. Actually got the business degree, never did it for a day, finished college and on the road with Woody Herman's band. It's kind of a crazy, convoluted story, but that's really it. And really the turning point of that, and that's why I did my record Stolen Moments. When I did that like 3 years ago, I thought, you know, I have to do this payback to Oliver Nelson because that was the biggest influence for my whole life. That really set the path.
So after college, he joined the legendary Woody Herman Band, and that got him into the big jazz door. He would then become a mainstay in the trumpet sections for performers visiting Philadelphia like Tony Bennett, Mel Torme, Peggy Lee, and so many others. Then, during the 1980s, he formed a unique instrumental big band. The lost tapes from this most recent recording may just happen again, and John has a lot of staying power. He's got so much more to say with that horn of his. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has some stellar trumpet cats, from Stan Kessler to Herman Mahari, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to restructure the way you listen to music with some jazz. So by 2008, John had to reform his outfit known as Abstract Truth with fresh compositions, and by 2010, he had a new album called Curiosity. This is John again with the title cut off of that album. Dig it.
All right, this is John Venore, and I hope you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the magical jazz saxophonist, clarinetist, arranger, composer, and bandleader Oliver Nelson with the song Blues at the 5 spot off the 2013 CD Birth of a Legend. So Oliver is best remembered for his 1961 Impulse album, The Blues and the Abstract Truth, and this is the reason that John even had the Abstract Truth as a band. In fact, have a listen to John explain the overall Oliver effect.
Oh, well, the thing that really flipped me was that first rehearsal that Oliver Nelson led. I remember I sat next to the French horn player, and like I said, in four measures, it was, I'm going to do this. It was like, this is, I never was that close. You know, I was 19 years old. I was never close to any music that was written like that. And that was it. That was the turning point.
From the award-winning Danish guitarist, composer, and improviser based in Copenhagen, this is Alex Johnson with the title cut off his 2020 album, Heathland. And it just so happened he sent me this vinyl all the way from Denmark. Man, it's tasty. Please dig in.
Hi jazz fans, this is Danish guitarist and composer Alex Johnson based in Copenhagen, and you are listening to my new album Heathland here on Neon Jazz out of Kansas City. Thank you.
That was the great Spanish-born trumpeter David Pastor with the tune Maniac off his latest 2019 CD called The Film Sessions. So he would stay in the conservatories of Barcelona and Valencia, getting degrees with honors before taking that versatility of his to play in a host of great bands over the years. He's also a solo cat. This guy's just good at what he does. From the crazy, accomplished jazz saxophonist, clarinetist, trumpeter, composer, arranger, and bandleader, Benny Carter, joined by his big band, this is the 1939 tune, The Flavor of a Fool.
Demon Stitch Winston, drummer from the Shuffle Demons from Toronto, Canada.
And I'm Demon Rich Underhill, saxophonist and vocalist for the Shuffle Demons here in T.O. And you are listening to Neon Jazz
from KC, Kansas City.
And we want to say, go Chiefs! We'll be right back.
That was the Canadian fusion band out of Toronto known as the Shuffle Demons with the cut Catwalk off their latest 2020 CD called Crazy Time. And as usual, they're still at it. It all began with a surprise top 40 hit in Canada with their 1986 single Spadina Bus, and from there they would go on to release four more albums over the next 7 years. So we caught up with the band here at the show recently, and we had to know some things like this.
I think the main thing about the Shuffle Demons that makes it unique is their instrumentation, drums, acoustic bass, and three saxophones with no comping instruments. So that's kind of our sound, and that's what, for me, really kind of defines who we are.
Over the years, they have played jazz, folk, world, and rock festivals from Halifax to Vancouver, from Italy to Estonia, and they're not even close to being done. You can catch this next Kansas City supergroup every Thursday night at the Green Lady Lounge. This is Guitar Elation featuring Ken Laverne on the Hammond B3 organ, Brian Baguette on guitar, the great Danny Embry on guitar, and the very accomplished Todd Strait on the drum kit. This is the live cut off their latest CD. It's called Rewinder, and as we get into it, we caught up with Ken, and he had some thoughts on the band and this recording.
For me, one of the highlights of this band, music being created in the moment where you've really got four musicians who are all very interested in listening and improvising, responding and supporting each other. You know, we've got Todd Strait on drums, who's, I think, one of the greatest accompanists in the world. He just listens so deep into music, it's like he can hear into the future. The fact that we're all listening and responding to each other and in the moment, that's really, I think, part of what makes the live record appropriate, you know, especially appropriate for this band. And I think the record's a good way to sort of experience that if you've seen us live, And even if you haven't, you know, to have sort of that experience in the recorded area. We'll be right back. Lovern of Guitar Elation, and you're listening to Joe Dimino and Neon Jazz.
That was the Knoxville Jazz Orchestra with their take on Rhythm and Ning off their 2019 CD, The Road Less Traveled. So this group was found in 1999 by trumpeter, arranger, and composer Vance Thompson. And we talked to Vince about the band, and he had this thought on why it works.
You know, Knoxville is not a vibrant enough scene that there's not a lot of competition for the musicians' time. So if they want to be involved in something that's high caliber, playing jazz music, there's not another option. It's not really possible to make a living just playing here. You know, people can be committed to it without it taking a bite out of their livelihood, really.
And Vance also talked about folks and the reception to jazz from the part of the world that he's from. Have a listen.
The community really appreciates what we do, and I get a lot of positive feedback from people thanking me for what I do. That's nice. It doesn't happen in every job. You know?
So we need some soul next on the show from American blues singer Viola McCoy. This is the tune Mama Is Waiting For You, circa 1927, as this show moves forward.
With her once again, Papa, Papa, hear my plea, hurry back to me. When you are away, I try to be so good, but you know your mama, she ain't made of wood. Come back, 'cause I love you too. Your mama is waiting for you. Dead and buried in her grave. Come back, 'cause I love you too. Your mama is waiting for you.
Hello everyone, my name is Mette Juhl from Copenhagen, Denmark. You are listening to me right now on Neon Jazz Radio out of Kansas City. Thank you so much for listening.
Sky, so vast is the sky, with faraway clouds just wandering by. Where do they go? Oh, I don't know, I don't know. Wind that speaks to the leaves, telling stories that no one believes. Stories of love belong to you, belong to me. Oh, Gingy, if I only had words, I would say all the beautiful things that I see when you're with me, oh my Gingy, oh Gingy. Like a song of the wind in the trees, that is my heart singing Gingy, happy Gingy, when you're with me. I love you more each day, yes I do, yes I do. I'd let you go away if you'd take me with you. Don't you know, Gingy, I'd be running and searching for you like a river that can't find the sea. That would be me, oh my Gingy. Yes, I do, yes, I do. I'd let you go away if you take me with you. Don't you know, Gingy, I'd be running and searching for you like a river that can't find the sea. That would be me, oh my Gingy.
That was the talented Danish singer Mette Juul with the tune Dindi off her 2019 CD called Change. And again, this is another artist from Denmark that reached out. It's kind of a theme around here, and we are mighty glad that she did. From one of the best cats to ever grace jazz, I figured that was a good way to end the show. This is the Duke, Mr. Ellington Live, with the tune Juniflip off the 2002 CD at the Alhambra. So it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat that you need to catch live, the Neon Beats Mr. John Christopher.
Back at you, man.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.